topic is B2B marketing. Opportunity awaits. It's a very extensive topic and limited time today, 30, 40 minutes. So we're going to discuss kind of the components of the cycle of selling. You know, if you're working currently residential, the cycle of selling in business is very similar, just a few modifications that we need to make. But because if you take a look at the cycle of sale, we're still gathering pre-approach in the business market. We're approaching in businesses. We're doing introduction. We're building interest in the product, creating a buying atmosphere. We're still going over the features of the policy. We're closing, answering objections, solidifying the sale, and always asking for field recruits, referrals. So really, the cycle of sale translates very easily into the B2B market. Like I said, though, we have to change, modify a couple of the components. So today on the Fit Training Program, we're going to talk about how to get started in the B2B market with pre-approach, how to gather pre-approach in your sales handbook on page 8. There's some information about B2B pre-approach. And we're going to give you some ideas today. Also, we're going to touch on approaching. And the approach in the business market is a little bit different than it would be in residential. As you can imagine, there is a business approach on page 17 of your sales handbook. And then we're going to talk a little bit about setting appointments, because each day that you're out working in the B2B community, you really have to build your skill set on setting appointments, because that's going to happen periodically throughout the day, that you're going to have to come back and present your demo or follow-up appointments, if you will. And then the fourth key topic today as far as B2B marketing is how to build an influential names list. You know, when we walk into business and we're talking to business owners, we have to open their minds very, very quickly. And a lot of the times, if our name list is set up properly, our families for protection, that will give us the edge for them to open their mind to take a look at our products. So that's kind of what we're going to be touching today on the Fit Training Program. We'll probably take the entire 40 to 45 minutes today. Like I mentioned, B2B marketing is a very extensive process, but the cycle of sale, we can correlate that to the business community as well. So let's go ahead and get started and talk about pre-approaches. We all know pre-approach is gathering essential information, knowing the person's name that we're going to be calling on, probably the best time to catch them. When we're working in the business community, we want to know what their position is with the company. Are they an owner? Are they a manager? And so a great place to start is the Chamber of Commerce. You may or may not be familiar with the Chamber of Commerce, but what it is simply this. Business owners in the community and towns, they form these local societies to advocate on behalf of the business community. So Chamber of Commerce, you'll find in just about every county, in bigger towns and cities, and the majority of the business owners in the community are part of the Chamber of Commerce. Now, the Chamber of Commerce can work for you as well. We're all business owners. So if you walked into the local Chamber of Commerce and you told them who you are and what you're doing, they're going to be very interested in sitting down with you and sharing with you how the Chamber of Commerce can help build your business. So simply just walking into the Chamber of Commerce and just saying, hey, my name's Russ. I'm with Family Heritage. I'm going to be working with a lot of the business owners here in the community. I just wanted to come in and get some information about your memberships. How many members do you have? What type of events, social events do you have? What type of networking groups? And you're going to find somebody that's going to sit down with you. And now you're a customer. They're going to sell you on the reasons that you need to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce. It does a couple of things. Number one is you could take a look at becoming a member. If you're going to be working in a town or a county, it's a good idea to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce. It's very inexpensive, maybe a couple of $100 a year to become a member. And what that's going to allow you to do is you can actually get a list of all the chamber members. And if you can get a list of the chamber members from the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, your pre-approach is pretty much done, because that list has the name of the business. It has the, you know, the person's name, email address, sometimes phone numbers, all the contact information that we would need. And then we can go out and start marketing our products to those folks. Also, what the Chamber of Commerce allows us to do is become part of a networking group. other business owners in the community, and they have different types of functions. They have social events with the members. They may have a breakfast. They may have a lunch where you can go and talk to the other business owners in the community. Just builds a lot of credibility by becoming a chamber member. Also, if you go to the Chamber of Commerce, you're going to notice in the lobby area, there's a lot of information about the businesses. There's usually a big display case that has a lot of business cards. So it's very common that you could go to the Chamber of Commerce in your area and walk out with 20 or 30 or 40 business cards of the businesses in that area. And, of course, the business card is going to have the name of the person that you'd want to see. It's going to have the address. So really it allows us to do a couple of things. Instead of walking into a business and saying, hi, are you the owner, the manager? Now we have the ability, we can walk right into the business and say, hi, you must be Mr. Jones. So we know specifically who we're going to be asking for, and that's going to really help us. It's going to give us a lot of leverage when we walk into the business and we do that. The other thing is when you become a member of the Chamber of Commerce, if you choose to do that, you can get a name tag and made. So you could put your name, a proud member of the Robinson County Chamber of Commerce. And as you're in that county and you're walking into businesses, they're going to see right away that you're a member. And what that's going to do is build instant credibility that you're part of the chamber. So folks, Chamber of Commerce is a great place to start. In fact, try it today. If you're out in an area, go to the Chamber of Commerce, introduce yourself, just be very direct with them, tell them who you are. Ask them about a membership. They'll sit down with you. You can gather a tremendous amount of pre-approach. And then that gives you the ability to go ahead and move out and start marketing to some of the business owners. So, again, we're talking about pre-approach, how to get started, and that's a great way to do it. Now, once we leave the Chamber of Commerce, which really should be the first port of call when you're starting in a new town or a new county, go to the chamber, gather some pre-approach information, and then go ahead and go to one of the businesses and you can introduce yourself. Now, the pre-approach system that we have in the sales handbook on residential works the same in businesses. A lot of the techniques and the principles are the same. We just have to change the verbiage a little bit. So let me give you an example. Went to the Chamber of Commerce. I probably would have received a few business cards here on Main Street. I received the business card for the Flower Nook. I know that Mary and Jim are the owners. I may have received a business card from the chamber from Joe's Muffler. And now we can work we can go ahead and market just as we would in residential and gather pre-approach as we talk to the other business owners. So I'll walk into the Flower Nook, talk to Mary, introduce myself, give her a demo. And before I leave, I'm going to gather pre-approach. I'm going to say, Mary, by the way, I wonder if you could help me with something. I was wondering the business next door, Advanced Printing, who would I ask for? Or who's the owner of the manager? And she's probably going to know the business owners there in the community or the people around her. And she'll probably say something like, you know, Lisa and Jerry own that. And if I wanted to gather some information about, you know, how long have they been in business or how many employees they have, I can gather that information as well. And, of course, we want to say, Mary, hey, I really appreciate this. This really helps me a lot. You're saving me a lot of time. How about the Crazy Hair Salon just across the way? You know who I'd ask for there? And she would be able to give me that name. Of course, we're always thanking them. Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate this. And what about the Metro Diner? Do you know who I'd ask for there? So, Mary, by having that connection, and remember, this all started with the Chamber of Commerce, just having a business card, going in and talking with Mary, building that rapport, gaining credibility, and then gathering pre-approach information on the surrounding businesses, and then I can just go ahead and move forward. Then I can go into Advanced Printing. I can ask for Lisa and Jerry, introduce myself before I leave. I want to get pre-approach. I might ask them, hey, the barbershop next door, you know, who would I ask for? There's an antique shop just down the road, you know, who would I ask for there? And building rapport, getting credibility, they'll be able to give you this information. Folks, a lot of the salespeople that are out, other than the well-trained Family Heritage sales force, they typically go into a business and they say, hi, are you the owner or are you the manager? That's their introduction. We don't have to do that because we understand the simple, basic principle of gathering pre-approach, asking for a person's help, thanking them for their help, So now we should be able to walk in just about any business in the community and ask for the owner directly. And I'll tell you, that's a big, big advantage when you're working the B2B. Okay, here's another idea on B2B. So far we talked about the Chamber of Commerce, which is a great category approach. Working systematically as you're working businesses in the community, gathering pre-approach as you work. Here's another idea. Maybe you haven't thought about this. If you're currently working in the residential community now, you could actually build a bridge from residential to the B2B market. And here's how you can do it. You know, you're sitting down with families at their kitchen tables. We're building rapport. We're showing them our products. We're closing. We're solidifying the sale. When we get to the referral process, and now we're going to gather some referrals, part of your referral process should be this. We should ask Mr. and Mrs. Jones, folks, they work somewhere, chances are. Most of the families that we're protecting, they're employed, they work in the area, they might be a business owner, or they might work for a company in the area. So think about this. At the very end, as I gather my referrals, I turn to Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And I know, Mr. Jones, you mentioned earlier to me that you work at ABC Manufacturing Company. Just a quick question, Mr. Jones. How many employees would you estimate that ABC Manufacturing Company has employed? Folks, they might have 3, 5, 10, 15. It could be a large company. The next thing we want to do is we want to gather some information about what type of programs they currently offer at Mr. Jones's work. So we'd say, you know, Mr. Jones, does A, B, and C company currently offer any type of programs to the employees? He's going to very quickly tell you that they have major medical or they don't. They're going to tell you that there's a competitor in there or there's not, if there's benefits offered or not. We can gather that information. If there's an opportunity for us to go in and present our products, we could say, Mr. Jones, who would I talk to at ABC company about offering our programs to the other employees? Well, Mr. Jones has been there for 3 or 4 years. He's going to know exactly who you need to go see and talk to. It could be an HR director. It could be the owner directly. And then we could stop there. So if we have the person's name, we know the business, but we want to take it a step farther. We want to get a warm handoff. And, of course, you're there with Mr. and Mrs. Jones. You've built great rapport with them, and they want to help you. So you go, Mr. Jones, I was wondering if I stop by ABC company, manufacturing company, would you introduce me to Tom, the owner? Would that be possible? And of course, he'll probably say, yeah, no problem. And then you want to find out what's the best time and date to go in and talk to Mr. and Mrs. Jones and see if we can talk to the employees. So what that does, if you're working residential, you could be talking to people that are business owners, that are firemen, and there's just so much information that you can gather that you can go from a residential to a BB very quickly, and now you can go to those businesses, you can approach them, you can get a warm handoff, and now we have the ability to go and present our products to several of the employees, which is very exciting. So if you haven't tried that technique, think about that. Next time that you're sitting there with the family, and you're gathering your referrals just before you move to the door, gather pre-approach, get some information about their business, and then go down and see the business owner and have that opportunity. I think you'll have a lot of success with that. So that's kind of some ideas on pre-approach. As you can see, if you're going to be working in the B2B marketplace, pre-approach is pretty easy to come by. In fact, you should be spending the majority of your time on warm leads, you know, the pre-approach versus the spontaneous calls. So keep that in mind. As we gather this pre-approach, now we're going to move into the approach process, and now we're going to be walking into businesses. I'll tell you, before we get into the approach process, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Number one, when you're working in the B2B marketplace, you got to be very patient. Be very, very patient because you know, it's a different environment every time that you walk into a new business. You may walk into an auto body shop, you might walk into a salon, you might walk into a manufacturing, which is very exciting because you're constantly creating this environment that's new to you. You could be walking into a business that is very busy. There's customers, the phones are ringing, or you could be walking into a business that is very slow, no customers and not a lot of activity. So you got to be very flexible. And another thing that comes to mind, we have to be time sensitive. because we are walking into a business, we have to make sure that we do things at a little faster pace than we would if we were working in residential. And I'll tell you the biggest key here is this confidence. I have it right here on the screen. Folks, confidence is the key to B2B marketing. As I mentioned before, salespeople are out marketing as well from other companies, selling different products. So it's not uncommon that a business owner sees two or three or four salespeople per day. So we have to separate ourselves from the pack, and we do that by being professional. We do that by having confidence, exuding confidence. So the way to gather confidence is you have to do your preparation. You have to